what you use now, is that's probably the kind that you buy at the store.
Yeah.
What about the kind before you buy them at the store? What were they like?
Well, it was broom grass. And you went and cut it. It growed up about this high, you know. Mm-hmm. And you go out and cut your good bundle of it, you know, off at the dirt. And wrap your cord around that good and tight for a good long ways, you know. And that's what you swept mm-hmm. with. There wasn't no, you didn't find any brooms then like we buy now in the stores. Tall. Everybody used them when I was a boy.
You didn't put any kind of handle on that?
No, we didn't. And you had to stoop just a little bit to sweep with that thing, you know.
I don't know whether it's still that way, but I used to say on Monday that Monday was the day women did what?
Wash day.
And was Tuesday anything special?
No, not special.
Ironing day. You didn't get it all done on Monday.
Yeah, if you got them all dry.
Just as quick as you could get to it, just as fast as you could go. Them clothes was washed and ironed, starched and ironed and put away.
Mm-hmm. Did you have a word for all of that, washing and ironing and starching and everything? If you have a two-story house, what do you call the thing you use to get up to the second story?
Stairway.
And would you call it that if you're on the outside?
Well, I don't know. I never did see one out in the country. I see them in town, going up from the outside, you know, in apartment buildings such as that, but never had them out in the country. Stairway was always inside.
What do you call the kind of boarding that you have here?
Weatherboarding.
Weatherboarding. And that's where it's cut away and then laps over?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really what they call shiplap weatherboarding.
And what's the difference between that and other kind of weatherboarding there?
Well,
what do you call the other kind?
There wouldn't be much difference in it other than the looks of it. What they do now when they usually put, they call it storm sheeting, on storm sheet the building, you know, mm-hmm. and then put, if they want to put the weatherboarding over that to do it, or if they want to put asbestos siding or whatever, that makes the house mm-hmm. so much stronger, you know, in that way.
See, if the door's not open and you don't want it that way, you tell somebody to do what?
If it's not open,
it's open. And
if it's open, close the door.
Mm-hmm. If you were in a hurry, would you say anything else, or you still say close?
Sure.
Well, if it was a little child,
sure.
Would that difference between close and shut mean you're a little more impatient when you say shut?
Well, I don't know that it would.
Probably would. If you're in
a
bad mood, you'd say shut to them.
We've said it enough that we ought to know the difference. We had a bunch of kids and now we got a bunch of grands and great grands.
See, if you'd wanted to hang something up, hang up a picture of something, you'd say, I took a nail and I did what? Took a nail and hammered.
Drove the nail.
And if it didn't go in far enough, you'd say it's got to be...
Got to be farther than that or deeper than that.